It's family. How y'all doing?
Good. Welcome. Welcome.
Peace of Hey, we got King James. Now we have a Queen James.
All right.
Yes. Okay, Ms. James, for those who do know you and for those who don't know you, can you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Absolutely. Once again, my name is Erica L. James. I'm a singer-songwriter, originally from Brooklyn, New York, now nested in Atlanta, Georgia. And my music is about self-discovery, empowerment, love, heartbreak, and finding your spirituality. And I came back to music about 3 years ago, deciding that I wanted to make music that would be a little bit more reflective. I mean, we got a lot of turn-up music, but I wanted some music that was turn-in music, so to speak. So I'm, you know, out doing my thing, releasing music, and just trying to get the people to hear what I have to say.
Okay, so you said, what, 3 years ago you decided to come back?
Yeah, I came back about 3 years ago. I actually fell out of love with music a little bit. When I moved to Georgia, I just kind of decided that I was going to focus on my other career, which is as a physical therapist. And I really didn't want to do music anymore. I was kind of disheartened with love and heartbreak and, you know, just being a parent and finding balance between doing everything seemed to be so challenging for me. So I just wanted to focus on, quote unquote, my day job. And had a very fulfilling career as a physical therapist, but there was definitely something missing. And like I said, about 3 years ago, you know, I went to a party. There was a young man that was performing that, unbeknownst to me, he knew my cousin, and my cousin told him, oh, you know, she could sing. And he reached out to me and wanted to do a song, and we did a song together. And from then on, I knew that that was the missing piece. I needed to get back to music because I definitely had a lot to say.
She is still healing.
I'm still healing. I'm a working. Look, I'm a mess.
No, you're healing us. No, you was a physical therapist, and now right. you are still healing with your music.
I'm healing others, but I'm healing myself as well. You know?
Wow.
I appreciate the role that I play in people's lives, and you know, I've seen people go through some very unfortunate things in their lives, and to be a part of the, you know, the healing and the recovery has been a beautiful process. But I also want to do that musically, because I think that we all are vibrating at a certain frequency, and it's just something that music does for you that's different. I don't think any other energy can move you the way music does.
No. She talk about vibrations.
That's true.
She talk about
you could have a bad day and a song come on, and you for that small amount of time you in a different place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Change
your whole vibe. Yeah. I'm curious to hear now.
Now you're
healing me and taking us away to another place in 3 or 4 minutes or so. We'll forget about whatever's going on and enjoy good music.
Good music.
I hope to.
Yeah.
When I'm writing these songs, some of them are, you know, a lot of my songs are personal experiences, but some of them are things that I've witnessed family members or friends go through. And what I always try to do is just, you know, some things aren't comfortable in life, but I just try to put a positive spin on it. And, you know, as a black woman, I don't want to tear down black men. I certainly don't want to make any more music that does that. And I think that's very important in my message about healing. Just being a part of the diaspora, I always want to make sure that I am speaking to our experiences, but that I am also empowering what we have going on now. And I think a lot of people are waking up and, you know, having some accountability for their own behaviors. And I just want to be a part of adding to that.
Wow.
Did she try to make me cry, bro? Did she try to make me cry?
Wow. I hope it's tears of joy. Look, don't send me no damn bill later.
Wow. So, how did you get started in music?
Oh, that's a fun little story. Really, I started in music when I was 9 years old. I tried out for my school's glee club. And ever since then, I had this love for music. And at 9 years old, I had already fallen in love with love and started writing songs.
At 9?
You know? At 9 years old, I'm telling you, I've been through some things. Okay? My first real boo broke my heart.
At 9?
At 9?
At 9 years old, yes. Yes, I was feeling the love, but, you know. But, I mean, I'm being facetious about it. I've always been a wordsmith. I've always loved the way language can move people and putting things together and making things thought provoking and saying it in a way that, you know, really hits home. I've always been intrigued with that process. And so I probably love writing music more than I actually do like singing. But, you know, at this stage in my life, I feel like, you know, as a songwriter, you got to kind of work your way in different circles and stuff like that. And of course, I am interested for writing for other artists. But, you know, right now I'm my own muse.
So, oh, wow.
I write the music about myself and I observe myself in this healing process. And so, you know, it's like, oh, I need a singer. Okay, well, I'm going to be the singer, too. So, you know what I mean? If you want to put it out, you got to do it the best way you can. So that's where I'm at with it. That's how I got started with music.
Is this your first project, or you have many before this?
No, I've had a few releases. So in 2017, I released my first EP. It was a disaster. Great songs, but I was just getting started, and you know, people will dupe you and, you know, tell you they know how to mix and master. And you know, I had some great songs on that project, but when I went to listen to it, I said, oh shit, this cannot stay up. I took it down. But that project was titled Love is Law. And you know, I still have a couple CDs, and you know, I was proud that I put it out, but again, you know, kind of learning the ropes and understanding how music is supposed to sound and being radio ready. I had to go back in the lab and do something else. So my second project was my album, which I released in 2018, which was entitled Always in Love. And the premise behind that was that everything that I do and suggesting that everything that others do be based in love, because if you are guided by love, then the universe will respond to whatever your desires are. So I wrote that album and released it, and a lot of people loved one of the songs on there, Juju, which speaks about the power that a woman has to bring her man's desires and goals, and you know, as a unit, she can bring things into fruition through her power.
And, Juju.
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 Yeah. Juju. And you know, people see, when you don't have knowledge of self, you don't understand that juju is not a negative thing. And it's what our ancestors used to make things happen. And so I just want to remind our sisters that, yo, you got to bring it back to the juju, baby. You want to make some things happen. You know what I'm saying? You get in meditation and ask those ancestral spirits to guide you. And you know, people say the juju is, you know, between the legs, but it's more than just that. So
it's more than, yeah.
That project was, you know, very, it was like a coming to life or coming to age for me in this new experience as a songwriter. And, you know, I wrote those songs just again with the idea of, if I do this in love, then it's always going to be right. And then since then, I've been kind of working on just doing singles and releasing music. This past year, I've released about 8 singles.
Oh, wow.
And,
8 singles? You were playing.
8 singles. 8 singles. I was working. I was
sure.
Working. Mm-hmm. The goal was to release a single every week.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
That was the goal. That was the goal. But I had to backtrack off that a little bit, because the one thing, it might be different in rap, but in R&B, you got to give a song a little bit more time for people to, you know, for it to marinate a little bit, you know?
So I took
a little bit of time, you know, and said, okay, well, wait a minute. That's just too much music. So.
Oh, yeah. You want to treat us like Chris Brown be doing us. Let it breathe.
R&B takes like, it could take almost 8-9 months before a single, right. Rappers drop a song every other day. It's like.
Right. I was doing it like that, though.
You was doing it like that?
I was doing it, boy. I was like, and next week, we got another song coming.
Oh, that's that New York in her. Yeah, we can drop these. We can drop.
Drop it, son. Hot and fresh off the press, baby. And so, yeah, you know, you're learning. I'm learning. So I'm like, oh, okay, that strategy didn't work. So let's back that up a little bit. So I still have so many more songs that haven't even been released.
Oh, my God.
But I am working on promoting what's already out and having people hear that stuff because it's some dope stuff, too.
And your stuff is dope. So let's get to some of your music right now. You ready, bro? Get to some music?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so you sent us some tracks. So... which song do you want to hear first?
You choose. Show.
We're honored to have you. There is any we can. Which one?
Flyway.
Fly Away. Okay, that's a good pick.
And what's this about? Can you set that song up for us?
Oh, yeah. Fly Away. So August of last year, the man that I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with, we broke up.
And
I was recording literally this song, and that's what this song was about. I was and still healing, but I was completely heartbroken at the time. And even while I was in the studio, the engineer was like pausing like, E, you all right? I'm like, yeah, just... you know, hit play. Let me sing it again. So this is what Fly Away is about. Heartbreak.
Okay. Be right back. This is Erica L. James.
Fly away, fly away, fly away, fly away.
Yeah.
Hey, that's Erica L. James. That's that Queen James building. Wow. Fly away. Okay. Can you hear it? Okay. Okay, so I know one of your influences, and I can hear one of your influences within your music.
Who?
Mary J is one of her influences.
That's
why she's close to my heart right now. Because Mary J is like one of her influences.
Oh yeah. I love me some Mary J. Listen, let me tell y'all, last night I came home, and this is real talk, I bullshit you not. I turned on My Life. I had some Cohiba cigars that I got from Cuba. I had some Smirnoff little seltzer pina colada. And baby, I was up in here singing my little heart out. Me, Mary J, the cigar, and my little seltzer. And you couldn't tell me nothing.
Man, that would be the perfect concert.
Like, first okay. time here. Like,
did you live stream that
starting
one?
Starting all over again. Like, is this new? It's like it was brand new.
Okay.
Hey, was that live stream? I didn't see it on your message. I thought that was a live stream. Man.
Let me tell you. Mary is my boo. If there's one person that I could meet, it would be her. Because her music is so, like, her pain and whatever she was going through, you felt it in that music. And that's what I'm talking about. That authenticity, that, you know, when she was singing it, she was really in her feelings. That's how I was when I was singing Fly Away. I'm telling you.
I can hear it.
A couple times I had to say, okay, hold on a minute. Let me wipe the tear real quick. Okay, press play.
I can hear it. Yeah.
That's important in the music, you know?
Yeah, I hear it.
When I heard that song, I'm like, yeah, I can hear the pain.
He probably feeling horrible now. Bro, you got a song about you.
Oh, he got a lot of songs about him now.
See, when I tell you, never date a singer. I would never date a singer or a comedian. That's two people.
Not all of them are bad. Not all of them are bad. When we were falling in love, I wrote a song on the first EP about him. And he would be at my shows, and I'd be like, and this is dedicated to my boo. And he'd be smiling. People would be like, oh, you know. So it wasn't, he don't have all bad songs written about him.
But now, that's just trifling. I can't stand. We're done.
You know what? But even Fly Away isn't a bad.
No, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
Right? It's just talking about that.
It just
pain,
hurt.
Right?
Yeah, it just hurt. Yeah. It's just a lot of hurt.
But there. I would never dog him out. I don't dog out any of the guys I've dated. I think that everybody had a purpose. It was a lesson. Every partner that I've had has been a lesson. So.
Hey, you know this kind of church, right? Because she's taking us to church. She's taking me to church right now. This kind of church.
True that.
What they say, if it ain't no test, it ain't a testimony.
Okay, so like I said, in doing some of my research, I seen that you have been all over the place from last year. Oh, my goodness. You've been on TV. You've been on other shows. How have you been maintaining your busy schedule?
My smartphone. Literally. So I still work full time.
Oh, you still work full time? I cannot tell. I thought you was doing music full time. That's all.
I'm indie for real.
Oh, wow.
Like, I gotta go to work to make that coin so I could pay for these albums and for promotions and marketing.
Wow.
And so literally I work with a publicist, and you know, we work on some of the things that I want to achieve, and you know, some of that is, you know, basically having more exposure on TV and radio. And so I get in where I fit in. You know, I would stalk the shit out of somebody. I'd be like, so do y'all need some talent?
Wow.
You know, I just get the music out there the best way that I can. And, you know, these times are, it's challenging, but it's my journey, and I appreciate all of the ups and the downs of it. And so, you know, I'm moved, though. Listen, let somebody put out there they got something going on. Oh, yeah. You will be getting an email from Songs by EJ talking about, so y'all got a budget? Could you pay for my gas and hotel?
Hey, it all works out. It all works out.
Yeah. I mean, you got to pay your dues.
You ever perform with a band at all?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. Last year I did a show with Anthony David. Or am I saying his name right? Damn, did I mess that up? Anthony David, the R&B singer.
The R&B singer, yeah. Kind of neo soulish type.
Yeah. So it was my show. I put the show together, and I wanted to have this kind of multi-dimensional stimulation event. So it was like we had a producer, we had a DJ, we had myself performing, Anthony David performing, we had some artwork up, and we just wanted people to have this kind of sensory overload, different mediums of expression. And so yeah, I had a band for that. I also put on a show with my ex, in which he's a photographer. He's probably more known in Atlanta than I am. But anyways, we put a show together called Art and B, and it was, myself performing with a live band, and it was some of his photography around. So it was kind of like concert meets the gallery kind of thing. And that was super dope.
I like that one. Art and B.
Art and B.
I like that.
Yeah, it was super dope. You know, we were working on some ideas to try to just get people out, and you know, we want to definitely attract grown and sexy. You know, because again, we want to bring it back to the turn in music, that feel good music, that make love music. I was able to be on the big stage with Kelly Price for the Taste of Soul event that goes down here in Atlanta. So I've had definitely some live performances where I got, you know, that live instrumentation is important. Oh, it's nothing like that, you know. And so I'm always open to, I have a drummer that I work with, but I've been, you know, kind of on the lookout saying I need to find a bassist and a keyboardist to kind of solidify, like, okay, these are my guys. Like, but everything is a work in progress, and it's all about energy. You know, you got to find the right people that you just click with, you know?
Right, right.
It's all about the energy.
It's all about the energy.
Ready to get blessed with another song. Right now, what is the meaning behind that song?
Right now is about a woman being assertive about what she wants. And saying like, yeah, I'm interested, so what's up?
Oh.
That's the Brooklyn coming out. What up, son?
What up, son?
I see you with them Tims on, boo.
You see with the Tims.
I see that fitted, boo. What's good? So, you know, I have some fun with my music too, and that's what that song is about. It's like, yo, what's up, baby?
Okay, this is Erica L. James right now. Be right back.
Fire, 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 fire. Maybe I shouldn't say it out loud, but I want what I want right now. Caught in my mind, I just can't shake it. 'Cause I like what I see right now, and I think that you feel the same. If it's true, we should do something so we can make this thing a vibe for two. Don't be so shy, you should say what you want. I like what I like, I'ma get what I want tonight. You've been watching me close. What you wanna do, if you wanna do something, you should let me know right now. Right now, I'm about to leave, and you can leave too. you gon' do? I ain't gonna wait for you too long. I just wanna know if what I see is worth my time. I don't wanna feel like I'm pressuring you. I want you to want it the way I do. If it's too much, I can back off. If you wait till later, it will be a loss. Don't you wanna save your space? Then don't wait too long. Don't be so shy. You should say what you want. I like what I like. I'ma get what I want tonight. You've been watching me close. What you wanna do if you wanna do something? You should let me know right now. To leave, and you can leave too. I'm a big girl. What you gonna do? I ain't gonna wait for you too long. I just wanna know if what I see is worth my time. Worth my time. 'Cause I want it right now.
You definitely got some fire.
Thank you. I appreciate the feedback.
Yeah, that's that bounce.
That's that bounce right there.
That's that little bounce. That's the oh, look, I be in the house, I be in the mirror, I be like, oh, girl, watch out now. You got a little wiggle in your jiggle, okay.
So who produced that track?
I believe that was produced by... that it's not in my mind right at the moment.
Yeah, it'll come
because
back.
I will go on BeatStars and just be like, yeah, I want that one, I want that one, I want this.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I purchase my beats. I lease them. However I could get the music, I get it. Okay. But that particular beat, I feel like that was...
That's why you can drop so many songs that quick. Because I was like,
how she find this music?
Listen, until things are popping, where you got that major budget, yeah, you got to get the music out there. Just get it out the best way you can. And, you know, I got a lawyer, so when things pop off, listen, okay, here your 50%, and let's keep it moving.
Right.
But you just got to put the music out there. You know.
Bro, so what you like? What you're hearing so far?
I'm loving what I'm hearing so far. I'm loving the whole vibe. I'm loving the positivity.
I love the energy. I love her energy. Yeah.
Yeah. That last one, a nice little head nodder right there.
Yeah. Like,
you know, okay. Yeah. Okay.
You're like, hey, throw it up. You know what I'm saying? Can't wait to spin that, you know?
Okay. I appreciate the spins.
For sure. I'm going to... let my fellow Fleet Jays know about it. And, you know, I know they're going to love it. I know they're going to rock with it.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you. I appreciate all the love.
Okay. So what's this? Like, this is the second month of the year. So what you got planned for the first quarter of the year? You know, I know you got a lot of things planned. So what else you got planned?
So I have some singles that I'll be releasing, and there's this one big single that I really got to drop it. It's got to be special. So I'm prepping to do a video for that as well.
Uh-oh, you got visuals? Uh-oh. Bro,
I already have videos out, baby. YouTube, Erica L. James. I got some sexy videos out, okay?
Oh, yeah. Bro, she got some sexy videos.
My grandmother called me. She said, baby, they say you got your titties out. I said, Grandma, I do not have my titties out. But, you know, it is a shirt that's a little revealing. Okay, because I know you really don't do that too much. I said, well, Grandma, you know, sometimes you got to be a little sexy, you know.
What color was the shirt? Was it the yellow one?
No. The video. It's black.
Black?
It's a black little top, whatever. And, you know, let's just say the girls is on a little bit on display. You know, I got a couple people hit me up and say, Hey, you giving them the other side. They don't really know about this part of you. I said, well, you know, I had to spruce it up a little bit. I just had to make it a little grown and sexy. Just let them know I ain't playing no games.
No, she ain't playing no games.
I ain't playing no games. But yeah, I have some videos out already. But this song is just, it's a powerful love song. And I really need the imagery behind it because I really want to pour back into that whole Black love movement. And ooh, so it's got to be done right. I got to make sure it's the right male model. You know, it's got to be beautiful. It's not just going to be, you know, a little sex scene. You know, can't be just that. It's got to be showing how the Black man still loves the Black woman. Mm. You know, and I want to paint that picture beautifully. So I got to make sure that it's done right. And so I'm on the lookout for some people to work with me on that, because I do treatments as well, but I just really need other eyes and ears on it to make sure that the story is told, because it's, you know, you don't get a lot of time. The song is probably about maybe 3 minutes long.
3 minutes, yeah.
And I've got to be able to make it work and make it where people be like, damn, I just want to sing that song to my boo. You know, it's got to be that kind of feeling, that good feeling, that oh yeah, I want to make love to you on this song feeling. So putting out more music, definitely trying to book some more TV appearances, and we got some stuff coming down the pipe. And you know, I don't always say everything that I'm doing, because unfortunately sometimes people are not for you, and I hate to say that because I'm not a pessimist, but you know, I find that sometimes people that say they for you, or they're like, oh yeah, girl, I see you doing your thing. They ain't always in your corner. So, you know, I kind of move in silence a little bit, and then I'd be like, boom, this is what's happening.
Okay.
And you're not trying to be clandestine, but just wanting to kind of make sure things are lined up and not shoot myself in the foot by saying, oh, this is what's coming, and then it don't exactly happen like that. So, but there's some things coming. Definitely more TV appearances.
Oh, we respect that, Miss James. Queen James, we respect that.
Thank you.
Hey, so when you start casting for that male model, El Guapo, Jeff Chulo.
You gotta have muscles.
Oh, okay.
You gotta have some muscles.
But I'm muscular in mind.
Listen, I am a sapiosexual, okay?
I'm muscular.
But I like the best of both worlds. You know what I'm saying? I need you to have that intellect, and I need to see them pecs. What them pecs look like.
Well, bro, I try to get El Guapo to get to the video. I just, El Guapo will get to the video.
You might be able to be like a stunt double, extra.
Extra,
something,
yeah, something like that. Because my energy is sweet.
Listen, I ain't hating on the brother. Send me a headshot.
Right this way. Right. You know, something, you know.
Let me hold the covers. Yeah, something
let
like
hold
that.
Hold the
yeah.
door for you. As you, you know.
Yeah, let me hold the covers. Wait a minute, that's a different kind of song. Oh, you talking about my song, Need To. Oh, Him Too. Him Too.
Yeah, Him Too, yeah.
Him but, Too. You talking about that song.
But yeah, we support you 100%. Whatever you need, we got you back, because you're family.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And when we say you're family, it's like, hey, you know, you're over. Yeah, you don't even have to ask going to the refrigerator. Just go in, you know.
Uh-oh.
That's the type of family.
Y'all got some Ciroc in the fridge?
Well, we got some E&J and some Parmesan right here.
Easy
Jason. E&J grape mother. No, apple. And some Parmesan peach. So, okay. Yeah, we got it lined up. We got lined up in the studio. So, we
got a little something.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, so, how can they follow you? No, let's do this real quick, because we got one more song to play, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what's the title of this last song, bro?
Running.
Running. And
Running.
Can you set this song up for us?
Yes. Running is about needing some time for yourself. Like, sometimes you get caught up in a relationship or just parenting, and or even just at work. And, you know, I think it's important for everybody to just have that me time away from everything, away from the job, away from the kids, away from your significant other. Whatever your time is for yourself, it's important that you take that. And especially in our community, mental health, we see that there are definitely people that are suffering. And so I think that this is important in terms of your self-love and self-care, is to just take some time. And people got to understand, it's not personal. Like, I just need this little bit of moment, this little bit of time for me. And that's what this song is about.
Self-care is important.
It is.
Hey, we'll be right back right after this. This is Erica L. James.
Personal, I just need a little space. Need time to clear my mind, and I'll be on my way. Cause I've been running, I'm feeling overwhelmed. I've been running, now I just need some time for myself. Maybe I don't know what to say, what it is I feel. Trying to figure it out, but you take it personal when it's really not about you. I need some space, give me a day or two. Don't take it personal, I just need a little space.
I've been running, and I need a little time for myself.
Yep. Hey, can I say real quick?
You can say anything you want, Queen.
Yeah, so I wanted to speak to who did the production, because I felt bad. I had to get my notes. Listen, my mind don't work. It's not as sharp as it used to be. So Fly Away, the production was done by 30 Hertz. Right Now, the production was done by P-Dub, the producer. And Running was Daniel Cruz. Yeah, so different sounds.
We heard three different.
Yeah,
three different songs.
Pick some good three producers. That's for sure. Some
three different sounds. Yeah. And I loved all the different sounds right there.
Thank you. Yeah.
I
Thank
could listen
you.
To each of your track back to back to back to back.
That's
the goal.
Put on the whole project.
I wanted to make music that's like you could really like be in your car and just vibe out, you know?
Yeah, I could go down 70 and bounce to ATL with this track.
Yeah, that's right. Through. So you could be in my video.
Someone's gonna let me in the video, bro. Someone's gonna let me in the video. Uh-huh. So with this, Miss Queen James. How can they follow you on social media?
Yes, sir. So my handle on Facebook, IG, and Twitter is Songs by EJ. And that's SONGSBYEJ. And if you want to learn more information about some of my merch, and if you want to just get some background information about me, my website is www.eljmusic.com. Huh. And that's where you can find
me. Hey, what kind of merch you got out there? What kind of merch you got?
I got some juju bags. You know, it's juju for the ladies. You know, like I said, we want to represent. We need to let people know, like, we going to own our ancestral spirit powers. And I got the juju. Yeah, I got some juju bags. I'm looking to do some I Got Juju t-shirts. And I got to figure out what I want to do for the brothers. But it's got to be something that they say, you know, something to the effect of, I want the juju. Got juju.
You got juju.
You got juju.
Wow. Oh, that's one thing I wanted to ask. On your Instagram page, how can they follow your Instagram again?
My Instagram is Songs by EJ.
By EJ. Yeah. And there's a thing, a Cupid Shuffle. So someone can win a date with you? You know, I'm just trying to find out. Hey, I'm trying to figure out, you know.
Oh my goodness.
You know, you are single and everything.
You know what's so funny? Saying. This is true story. I done had two people hit me up, two brothers that hit me up and said, so if I go to the event, I could win a date with you. Wait a minute, brother. I am not on the menu. I am a performer. You know, but that does give me an idea, as I am single currently. But no, it's not winning a date with me. No, it's not this time around. You know, you never know. Maybe I need to have another event where I have a whole dating scene. Like, you know, I ask some questions and give out some gifts and see who gets to, you know, win a date with me.
Hey,
I don't know. Something fun like that.
One question. How do we find your music? Like on streaming services, and if people want to buy it, or where can we find your music?
So my music is available on all digital platforms, and that's like Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Music, Tidal, Amazon, Google, Deezer, iHeartRadio. I mean, all of that. You just would search Erica L. James, and all my music will come up.
Cool. Okay. And before you take off, you want to give any shout out to any of your friends, family?
I do. I want to give a shout out to my parents, my mom and my dad, for always being supportive. My grandmother, who has been an example of pure love in my life. Shout out to my daughter. She's at Spelman College doing her thing.
HBCU in the building.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm a graduate of HBCU, so I like shouting them out.
I didn't, but I'm so proud of my daughter. And so
shout out to your daughter, Spelman.
Yeah. I got my little Spelmanite there. And shout out to my bestest friend in the whole wide world, because she has listened to every story and every downfall and celebrates my triumphs with me. And I could call her at 4 o'clock in the morning, my best friend, Ida. And I just have to say, I love you, sis. And she's been through a lot, too. And she just recently lost her sister in a very tragic way. And so that's my shout-outs, boo. All the people that have been there for me and just holding me down. I appreciate you, and I love you.
Hey, that's Erica James. Follow her on her social media platform. Again, you can always Google her at Erica L.James.com. And
got you tongue tied there.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute. You need some EJ. He said you could Google her at Erica L. James.com. Yeah, that is not my website.
Oh yeah. That was
Songs by EJ.
Songs by EJ. Okay.
Songs by EJ. And my website is ELJmusic.com.
Music.com. Thank you.
I'm sending you some love vibrations, brother.
Yeah.
It's still heartbroken over not being able to get the date.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah, she shot me down twice. shut me down for the video, and she shot me down for the.
I didn't. I said, send me that headshot, though. I'm sure we could get a little role for you, though. Listen, I ain't hating on you, brother. Just send me that headshot.
But hey, thank you again, Miss James. Thank you for everything. Thank you for giving us this time to listen to your music, and I guarantee you, we will be supporting your music and pushing your music. And whenever you get a project, you know, like I said, your family. Just say, hey, I gotta come home. I'm coming by today.
Drop off this new track for y'all, this new banger.
We gotta talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got y'all. And thank you so much for having me. I really do appreciate all the love and support. And of course, the opportunity to have this open and up.
Hey. Good to be back with you all. Time for another subject. I was gonna talk about the little boy, Quaden Bales, the little Australian dwarf dude who got a lot of money from people. But, you know, with social media, to me, that just seems to be the tone of things. We live in an age where a kid who has 240,000 social media followers on IG and Gucci and Burberry and tons of cash can
I thought you supposed to be at least 18 to be on IG.
Hello. But they're saying he's not. And he's raised almost $500,000. But Wounded Warrior Projects get 800, 5,000, you know, just keep. So, yeah, we won't talk about that. A lot of energy was spent on that yesterday. So, I came across a topic. A gentleman, Damel Cooley. He's actually DJ Cool Breeze. And I follow him on social media. And he had brought up the question, which, as a woman of color, I'm going to straddle the fence on this one. And I'm going to say this topic is, it's an emotional topic for people of color, but it makes absolutely no sense that this is the case. And the question is homosexuality a form of genocide? Now, in asking this question, he really wanted to just get people's opinions. He wasn't looking to argue. And a lot of people came in with their guns blaring. You know, they're ready to fight. So I gave my comment and I told him, I said, well, thanks for today's topic because I'm about to jack it. So I want to open the floor before I say anything. And I just, as men of color, I want y'all's honest opinion, a quick, brief opinion. Even if you want to give a yes or no answer, but do you think that homosexuality is a form of genocide?
I think there's a homosexual agenda.
I agree. I think it's being accepted a lot amongst the black community on TV, music, hip hop. Because remember, at a point in time, if you was a rapper, you was hardcore. You was a man. You was tough. You were untouchable. But now, you could be whatever. And ain't nothing wrong with being a gay rapper.
No, it's not.
But now all of a sudden, it's all, if you, okay. Well, Lil Nas. They were worried and concerned that because he came out as a gay man, that his career would be destroyed. It didn't affect his career. It may have helped his career. So now maybe that just may be something that, you know, they're looking at as, well, if you come out and say that you're gay, it'll help us get the gay community now. So just go on. But
Tyler, the Creator.
Yeah, he does very well. He does very well. You know, he outsold DJ Khaled. And
but, you know, I don't believe in the numbers, but anyway, you know.
So, that's my opinion. Yeah,
well, so. The problem I have, you know, I've been talking about this for a little bit. It's the lack of seeing black love on television.
True.
But does not seeing black love, does that destroy our race?
Let me finish up real quick. So, if I don't see a black man and a black woman in the relationship, I'm seeing more black women with white men in a relationship. And this last year, 2 years ago, when this show came on, 911, that's when I said, you know something, I'm done. Because on this show, a black woman and a black man was married.
Mm.
Black man turns out to be gay. Then the black woman ended up going with the white man.
Shut up.
And I'm like, come on, really? Are we always gay? Why is always the black man kissing other black men on TV now? I see more black men kiss black men on TV than black men kiss black women.
Mm.
And so that's my whole thing. There's an agenda out here. Mm. Is it a form of genocide? Since he put it that way, I'm going to say yes or no. Yes or no. Yes, it is.
Okay, so to my reply to that conversation would be, then let's call interracial dating genocide. Let's call the fact that black men treat a lot of black women like filth and go get a white woman and procreate with them, let's call that genocide, because those children are biracial at the end of the day. They are not all black. We can't claim all of Barack Obama. Half of him is white.
We claim 3/4 of him. there's a quarter of him that's not white. So, but
you see what I'm saying? Yeah. So we can't have it both ways.
But what I'm saying,
you can't be a strong. You have strong black men. You have black men who are actual activists. James Earl Jones, powerful black figures, and they are married to white people. Quincy Jones, he is black music, and he's married to a white woman, made biracial babies. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you can't have it both ways. So the first thing I want to do is I just want to give a definition of genocide, because I think that a lot of the people that talk on Facebook, you know how you have a lot of these Facebook scholars?
Yeah.
But they're like, a mind is a terrible thing.
Yeah.
Not a mind is a terrible thing to waste. The mind is
just a terrible thing.
Because they're just out here winging it on what they think something is.
Okay.
So, is the deliberate killing of a large group of people, especially those in a particular ethnic group or nation. Now, the United Nations Genocide Convention was established in 1948. Mm-hmm. And they define genocide as acts committed with intent to destroy a national, ethnic, racial, or religious group, like the killings of the members of a certain group, like the Holocaust, slavery. It could also be considered like causing bodily harm or mental harm to members of a group. If you deliberately impose certain type of living conditions that seek to bring about the physical destruction in whole or in part, preventing births, or forcibly transferring children out of the group to another group. So, a lot of the people on this gentleman's post were saying, yes, it's genocide, because if you stop procreating, if you stop making babies, then, you know, that's genocide. You're killing the race. That dog won't hunt, because one man can impregnate many women at one time. And we see this in the black community. How many black dudes do you know that have 3 or 4 black women pregnant at the same time? Mm-hmm. We're doing okay.
Yeah.
I don't think we have a problem there. Mm-hmm. Not only that, in order for a genocide theory to fly when it came to homosexuality, only black people could be gay. If only black people were gay, then yeah, that would make sense. But you have gay white people, mm-hmm. you have gay Hispanics, you have gay in every race and ethnicity on the planet. Mm-hmm. And it's spreading out further. So if you want to talk, say they're trying to destroy mankind. They're trying to alter mankind. But then we have to get into divine proportion. And what divine proportion states is that there always has been and always will be. And biblically, if you're a Bible person, you would have to go back to the Bible days. That's the only time that it shifted. There are always more women than men.
Yeah.
So you know divine proportion. Yeah. So there are always more women than men. That makes sure that procreation continues.
Yeah.
God, the creator, the higher power, the universe, whatever you want to call it, whatever you believe, put that in place. And it's so. So that keeps the whole idea of genocide you know, this whole thing. Not only that, just because you see something doesn't mean you have to do it. You mean to tell me that you, as strong as you are, as at the risk of calling you out, as woman crazy as you can be, you see Jussie Smollett slobbing some dude down on television, are you now going to be like, hey, I don't know how I feel about myself anymore. Maybe I should go be with a guy. You can't make somebody else be gay by what you see. If you see something and that makes you want to try something, that thing was already in you to begin with. And I think that what we see is a lot of people who have questions. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these men who lash out and become angry at what they see, to me, it's because it makes them uncomfortable. And sweetie, if it makes you uncomfortable, you just may have some things to work out with yourself. I had a friend who I met many years ago. And when we met, we had a conversation, and I'm not sure how we got into it, but I told him that he was going to learn some things about himself in the future. And he said, I don't know what you mean. And I told him, just trust me, you will. And then we kind of got on that subject. And he said, is that what you were talking about? I said, yes. I said, I pick up something from you. He looked at me and he said, you're probably right. But I don't know how to address it. Mm. Eventually, he did foray into that situation.
She said foray.
He did. He did. You know what I'm saying? So, a lot of times, you know, people are saying, "You, if you do this or if you see this or you're going to turn gay." That's not how it works. You don't turn gay. I remember one time I was over my niece Samira's and there were some little kids there. And myself and a friend of mine came in, and she didn't say anything to me, of course, because I have long hair. I could have been gay as the day is long. But she looked at my friend, and this little girl, I mean, she was probably about 4 or 5 years old. She looked at me, she said, does she got gay too? I said, what? She said, you know, does she got gay? Does she got gay? I was like, no, baby, actually she does not have gay.
Got gay.
You know, you don't catch it. And they're like, oh, well, these kids, if you expose them to this, this is where it comes from. Okay. Back in the 70s, there were no gay people on television. Okay. I didn't see many gay people on television. Not on our programming.
That we knew of.
You're missing my point.
They weren't outright.
You're missing my point.
Gay.
No, my point is there were no examples of a gay person for a child to look at and say, maybe I should do that.
What about Flip Wilson?
But I still had a little cousin who was feminine. Go outside and play football, boy. That's daddy. Grabbing him, snatching him around, shaking him up, throwing him down. Get back up, boy. Come here, fight me. Here, charge me like a bull. Mm-mm, Uncle Donnie, I'm about to go play dolls. Come here, boy. You ain't going to play no damn dolls. Come here. He tried to beat him into being a boy. He'd go outside and play football for a little bit. Because he was a tall kid. And he's a tall man now. Probably about 6'4". But he would always end up back in the house playing dolls with our cousins. And he'll tell you to this day, ooh, Uncle Donnie used to try to beat me straight. He used to make me, he used to shove a football in my hand all the time. He is a happy gay man, which we knew. It was not rocket science to look at this young man and tell that he was feminine. No one made him that way. He was never touched, fondled, anything. You can ask him. It was just natural to him. That was him.
So is that okay for Dwayne Wade's child to, you know?
I don't support gender reassignment on a child that young because we change our minds so quickly. and we don't know what the future holds.